Hey, gang, Fraser Smith. And, you know, you've heard Joe Bartnick and I talk about these hot new one-week fantasy football leagues on FanDuel.com for weeks now, where you pay real money with immediate cash payouts. Immediate.
Yeah, Monday night you get your money.
Yeah, man, Joe, it's
unbelievable. You're not tracking down your bookie.
And if you haven't signed up yet, you are missing all the fun, but you don't want to worry about it because it's never too late to get in the action.
No, you can do a Thursday night game. You know, if you screw up your team on Thursday, you can start again on Sunday morning.
You got to love that.
FanDuel's the best. And if you're a fan of Puck Off and you use the code Puck, P-U-C-K, up and you hit the microphone, they give you $200.
You can't beat that. And get this, Matt Nichols from Ohio turned a $25 deposit into over $25,000. Playing fantasy football.
What's with these people from Ohio stealing our money?
All the guys that win are from Ohio.
And I know, it's crazy.
Because they're smart enough to get on FanDuel.
You got to do FanDuel. I mean, they double your money if you're a fan of Puck Off, up to $200.
Yeah, the money's real. Entry fees start at just $1. There's no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. You play each week or whenever you want to play. You don't have to play each week if you don't want.
No, that's what's so great. But, I mean, I've played every week and change my team every time.
Well, yeah, if your team sucks, you just change it.
I know, it's the best.
You can't beat that. FanDuel's paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season, but you have to play to win. So we want you to sign up today, and here's how you do it. You go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code PUCK, and sign up now.
That's FanDuel, F-A-N-D-U-E-L.
Where every week is a new season, FANDUEL.com. Sign up today. All right, guys, welcome to Puck Off. My buddy over there, Joe Bartnick. Joe, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. How's the captain?
Man, I'm doing good, buddy. Got the new hour on the radio show and enjoying that. It's 10 till 2.
Yeah, right there. Boom. Damon Wayans. Well, you can't get bigger than that.
Well, that was pretty cool to have him on. And then I also had Putty on there.
Yeah, you had Putty. Seinfeld. Big Devils fan. Face painter.
Yeah, he is a face painter. That's right.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he's cool. And then, of course, Frank Stallone, who's
Rocky.
I think also a face painter for a different reason. But he's cool, too. So had a lot of fun, and we're excited about the new time slot.
That's great.
Yeah, things are good. Are you good?
Things are very good, and we have a very special guest this week.
This guy, man, there's none better.
No.
In the world of stand-up comedy, there's very few as good as this guy.
No, very funny, and a Canadian and a hockey player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a big fan. It's Jeremy Hotz.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Here, things are going terrible for me. Thanks for asking.
Hotzy, that's when you are at your best.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really true.
That's true.
Hotz is good when he's down a man.
You saw Frank Stallone?
Yeah.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah, Frank Stallone's cool.
Did he breathe on you?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. Yeah. He's weird with his breathing.
Yeah. He's a character.
He's a close breather.
And you know what else about him? There's not a topic he doesn't like to go off on. He should have his own show because he loves to. You know, if you mention ISIS, that's at least a half an hour.
You said that to Frank Stallone?
Yeah, just one word, ISIS. He's gone off to the races.
Did he write a song about it?
He will, I'm sure.
Soundtrack.
There'll be an ISIS song soon. Now,
well, it rhymes with, okay, we're done.
Now, Hotzy, you are from Ottawa, and I hate to bring this up at the top of the show, but we had an incident of some type today in Ottawa, a shooting of some kind.
Very
At the Parliament. Yeah.
Yeah, some dude comes in there, and we don't know who it is. Speaking of ISIS, we hope that's not the case there, and hopefully it's just some crazy guy, and everything goes back to normal again, but wow, huh?
Yeah, pretty, especially in Canada.
There's no guns in Canada. Guns. How do you get a gun?
How do you get the gun?
The last time they tried something like this, they went after the Prime Minister Kretchen. The guy had a plastic knife from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What happened?
Wow.
What happened? I don't even know how he got it out of the wrapper.
Leave it to a Canadian to come in there with a plastic knife.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. A real thing. It's terrible. No, nobody likes that.
No,
come on,
bad.
Not in Canada.
No.
That's
bad.
And
they canceled the game, as they should.
They canceled the game.
Against your team, the Leafs.
Yeah.
You're a Leafs fan.
Yeah.
And I saw that today. They canceled.
So no Leafs sends.
No. So the Leafs are still on the winning streak.
Yeah, they've won.
Saves the winning streak.
Well, yeah. I seem to notice the Leafs win when Phil Kessel scores. Other than that, they lose.
It's a good omen.
Yeah.
It's a good omen. When Kessel scores, he's great coming down on the rush.
He really is.
And I'll tell you what, Van Riemsdyk is a man.
You like him?
I think you have to. How could you not like Van
Well, you can't move him out from in front of the net. Have you noticed?
No, you can't.
No, he parks his fat ass there.
Big.
You can't push him out. It's great. Yeah. It's good for him, man. You know, he's playing Randy Carlyle hockey. It's the kid that I don't. It's the Nazem Kadri guy that's either good or bad every game.
Yeah, he's up and down. Well, I think Bernier has not. When he left here, I thought the L.A. I thought Bernier was going to be the answer. And he just seems to be part of the riddle.
Well, you know why? Because they play in Toronto, and they're really on them all the time. And I guess some guys can't handle it. Is that what it is? Because that's what they've been feeding us.
I'm asking you, Jeremy.
Well, they've been feeding us that for 45 years.
It's kind of like they always say about New York baseball or football. They always say, well, it's tough to play in New York because the fans are always on you. Well, in Canada, it's the Leaf fans.
Yeah, but they've won before in the last little while. Both, in New York.
Right.
You know, they have. In Toronto, it's embarrassing. Come on, man. Seriously. Yeah,
it's true. What do you think the problem is?
They're not spending the money properly on. I think they have a terrible scouting. It's the curse of Ballard. There.
To be blamed?
Well, now you have Shanny coming off his incredibly mediocre performance as safety commissioner, or whatever you called his old job.
That was the guy. Yeah, he was the guy that...
Shanny's the safety commissioner?
He was. He was like the, bad decisions.
He doled out suspension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a very lackluster way.
Yeah.
Well, and I love Shanny.
He's one of your favorite players.
He's one of my all-time favorites. But I thought he... Well, we'll see what he does. But now they got... They kind of switched up with their game plan. You know, they used the Berkey. Hey, we're going to get 15 goons on the team.
Yeah.
And now they got rid of them, so they're trying to be a fast team.
Yeah, they have no goons.
We were saying the league. Oh, who is the Toronto goon?
He's in the minors, isn't he? Yeah.
They've all been shipped. McLaren was shipped.
So there'll be call-ups when they're playing like a tough team like that has goons, like the Flyers and the Rangers and such?
Well, the funny thing is there's no – the Flyers, their only semi-goon is, the Italian guy.
The Flyers have one – they're down to one goon.
Yeah, they're down to one semi – not Carcillo because Carcillo went back to
I thought there was
went
two,
to Chicago.
I thought there was a two-goon minimum.
I just had this in my head, too.
So did I. I thought you had to have a couple of goons in case one goon got hurt.
Yeah.
The whole league has changed, Jeremy.
Yeah, it stinks about that. I know.
They're de-gooning.
Yeah, it's not so good to de-goon.
Zach Rinaldo is the official Flyers. But he's not a heavyweight. I mean, they had Rosehill up, an old Maple Leaf, but he was sent to the minors as well. Only like 5 or 6 teams are carrying actual goons.
Huh, so you think it's they're trying to avoid penalties or they're trying to clean up the game?
They're trying to get 4 lines that can skate.
Oh, yeah, the Leafs have been trying that.
Because the old style was to have a couple goons on your fourth line.
Right. Now the teams are trying to roll 4 lines.
Well, what are they going
to
do when the playoffs come around when you need goons to change momentum? You got to call them up. They're not. It's not going to work in the playoffs.
Well, no. What the thing is the goons today are the Zach Rinaldos, the Dan Carcillos. They're the light heavyweights
that can play a little.
Exactly.
Just that Orr is just on the other end of he can't really play. You know, John Scott is on the I can't skate end of that.
Right.
But although he made Brooks Orpik look like a pylon the other day.
That's all
right. Can you believe the Capitals paid Brooks Orpik like $50 million? He looked old 2 years ago. Not trying to pile on Brooksy, but he danced. John Scott danced around him.
If John Scott dances around anyone, time to go.
Time to go. I guess we should.
You're a pylon for John Scott.
Jeremy, we have the goon of the week.
Goon of the week.
Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a fight, just some aggression that we like.
Do we have a goon of the week a theme song?
Oh, yes, we do, right here. The great Maria.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Goon of the Week.
Goon of the week theme song.
There we go, the great Maria.
Can the goon get away with it?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that extra?
We'll let you pick. You're the superstar guest here. We'll let you pick the goon of the week.
All right, and here's our options.
Here's our options.
Okay.
First up, the Joe Vitale, the Phoenix Coyotes, one punch knocked out Will Acton.
That was great.
They're all good.
That was pretty cool.
That was great. I mean, seriously, I saw that.
The clubhouse leader captain, as we go.
Yeah.
Mike Richards defended Kopitar, kind of got a cheap shot. He kind of got hit by Folin. Richards jumped in. We always like seeing the little guys jump in to save the big superstars.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the last two are always kind of fun. Ryan Kesler, the Ducks are winning the game. With about 2 seconds left, he takes about a 50-foot skate and just demolishes Mikael Granlund of the Minnesota
Wild. With two seconds
left in the game. Just unnecessarily.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why the Ducks got Kesler, just to add that element.
Sure, he's a feisty.
Come on. He's a great.
You know what? He's setting the tone for when they play them again in 5 months.
Come on, guys. Yeah. What are you doing?
That's exactly.
Right. That's what you do with the last 2 seconds.
And the final one.
Send a message.
Yeah. The final one, I'm not going to try to sway voting, but this is my part. It's up to Jeremy. But Tommy Wingles of the San Jose Sharks absolutely destroyed Chara.
Oh, that was.
And I love Zdeno Chara behind him. I love Zdeno Chara. He destroyed him.
Yeah.
Chara had to get up and went after him, and then Wingles ducked.
Yeah.
It was like cinematic.
Yeah.
And Chara didn't get him back. So,
wow.
Those are tough. He's like a Bond villain.
He's the
toughest guy in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that. And that's the best one of those because it's Chara going down. So he falls from the greatest height, and and I'm a Leafs fan, and I hate the Bruins, so that was fantastic.
Well, there you go. Well, there, Tommy Wingles.
So Tommy Wingles.
Week two, Tommy Wingles.
The guy with the name that shouldn't be in the National Hockey League. He should be a clown at the circus. Here comes Wingles.
Wingles the clown. Yeah, I can see it. That's hilarious. So Wingles the clown is our pick.
Fantastic.
Boon of the week.
Tommy. Tommy Wingles, your official.
Play the song again?
Yeah, Tommy Wingles, the official. Yeah. Good. Here you go. This one's for Tommy.
All right, Wingles. There
Sweet.
You go.
There you go.
Geez, I hope he doesn't come after us because we called him a clown.
Yeah, it's not going to be good, man.
No. What if he drives up in his smart car? We'd have to get out of here.
And 40 other people get out. It's a clown smart car.
It's a clown smart car.
Come on, folks. All right, so what else has been going on?
Well,
around
I just have – well, we'll do two official things we got to do, and then we can do other stuff because we have a funny guest. One is a correction. I made a I love the fans. The fans come after me when I make a mistake, and I love
them. They don't miss anything, by the way.
They don't miss anything. That's why hockey fans are the best, especially puck-off fans. Last week I was saying how Chris Pronger, who now wants to take Shanahan's old job as director of safety, which is like I said
– so who's doing it right now?
It's by committee. I don't know. No one's in charge of it.
But
I mistakenly said that Chris Pronger was the guy who initially, the day one of Sid versus the Flyers, knocked his teeth out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not. It was the hatchet man, Darian Hatcher.
Oh, Hatcher.
Ah. Hatcher did it. So,
yeah, he was a filthy little hockey player, wasn't
little.
He?
Little. He was huge. He was bigger than me.
Yeah, he was a dirty guy.
You probably know his sister. Was Lois Lane on Superman?
Oh, is that right?
Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher was.
No, is that true?
Yes, and then his brother was also played in the NHL. He played for the Penguins. Now I forget his name. Kevin Hatcher. Kevin Hatcher.
Mickey,
he played for the Capitals.
Mickey Hatcher played catcher for the Dodgers.
I didn't know that was his sister.
Yeah, because I mean Kevin Hatcher, good looking guy. Terry Hatcher, great looking guy. Great looking woman. Darian Hatcher, not a looker.
Not a looker.
He got the size and the physicality of the family.
Yeah.
But he was the third
ugliest man in hockey of all time.
We are rating
only behind Nick Libet and Gump Worsley.
Gump Worsley.
Yeah, the Gumper man.
Gump needed a better look with that name.
What? He played with no mask, and no one noticed.
The mask would have actually helped.
Here's the interesting thing about the whole correction. The first one to correct me, and a tip of the stick goes, a tap of the stick goes to Richie Wagner. You don't know who Richie Wagner is, but I'll tell you who he is. He's Dom Herrera's cousin.
No.
What?
Yes.
No.
And he
no.
got turned on the show by Dom Herrera. So how cool is that?
So he caught it.
He caught it.
Man,
yeah. Richie. Philly, a shout out to you. A shout out to the great Dom Herrera. But isn't that
hilarious? I wonder if he's the cousin that's in all the bits.
Wait a minute.
Who did he play for?
Remember Dom's cousin who had the... He would say, "Don't when he went into the bar, put a napkin over my drink."
Yeah.
Is that Richie?
I just know Richie from Twitter. So when Richie hears this, he can tweet back if that's and I talked to them. And Dom's like, "Oh, Richie's a great guy. I love that guy." Yeah, so they it's
that's cool.
Richie's legit.
And he, yeah, yes, and he picked up on that mistake. So that yeah,
he
did. Cool.
So, oh, so he told you. I get it. Okay. No.
Yeah,
I thought you said he played in the NHL.
Oh no, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that would be really weird. Because I've seen Dom's physique. There's no way anyone connected with that family.
But Dom could be a coach.
He could be a coach. Maybe,
Dom looks like a good old NHL coach.
Yeah, he could be a coach.
Take the old puck in the head. You'll get the
looks a bit like Bowman.
He does look like Scotty
Bowman.
Yeah.
Other than that, Dom couldn't play on a tabletop.
No.
Game of hockey. He wouldn't spin fast enough.
But as a coach.
Now we're going to hear about it. Now we're going to hear from now Rich is going to send some guys from Philly out to
Dom,
break our legs.
I know.
We're going to get.
We're all dead.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on?
We'll just do the other piece of it. So we can just really rip it and have fun. It's the fantasy update of the week.
All right.
Maria's earning her money today.
Oh.
See, Dear Mr. Fantasy.
I get it.
By Traffic. And it's our fantasy.
Alrighty, thank you, Maria.
Very, very good, Maria.
Fantasy update. We have a huge, huge, just huge Area 51. Area 51, who was way down in the standings, jumped 13.5 points to, as we speak, be in first place.
Wow. That's a jump.
I mean, he jumped probably 5 or 6
that's
people.
That's an Area 51 size jump.
Yeah. It's unknown what happened. I mean, it rattled the league.
We don't even know what to say about that.
I don't even know.
The government's not talking.
He jumped 13.5 points. Like, I don't remember seeing his team on the list when I looked at it.
No, but they
day.
Have pictures of his team in a hangar, and they only have 3 fingers.
That's right. Yeah. He's getting the info from the aliens.
Yeah,
the aliens that's why he's jumping. Yeah.
And as far as my personal team, I'm not kicking over. I'm in like 5th, 6th place. I'm not going to kick over any catering tables just yet. People are looking to get. I have Brendan Saad, a Pittsburgh kid who plays right wing and left wing. He scored some points last night, which was nice.
That always helps. Because
people were dangling Lucic in front of me, and you know how much I love Lucic.
Yeah. And Luch gave you the finger.
We'll talk about that now.
Yeah.
So,
has anyone ever called you and they've heard the show like a hockey player and gone, "Hey man, cut it out"?
No, I had my life threatened.
Has anyone ever said, "Puck off"?
I had my life threatened by NFL players from other stuff.
You did?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
I'll get into it on the boring show. So this is a good one.
We'll keep this one going. Yeah, we got it.
When we have nothing to talk about, I'll tell you.
I see what you do here.
But I like the way that Luch is even flipping people off in fantasy. He's had it with everyone.
Yeah, well, Luch, you know, Luch talked a big game, and then Montreal beat him.
So yeah.
He was a little upset.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, he did a simulated masturbate. We're a family show here, Jeremy.
Are you really?
A little bit.
I wouldn't take that from looking at you.
And they fined him $5,000. Do you think that's too much or enough or just about right, Jeremy?
I don't think that. Against the Canadians?
Yes.
500 maybe?
I'm
just saying.
He doesn't like the Canadians.
I don't like the Canadians.
He's the least,
and that sort of gesture in their rink is long overdue.
Jeremy would have given him more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of a fine.
Yeah, here's $10. Do it again next week.
Well, that's a great point. As a Toronto fan, who is your biggest rivalry?
It's the Canadians.
Canadians.
Yeah. Although, because I was brought, when I was a kid watching hockey, for some reason it was the Flyers, because every year in the playoffs, the Leafs would run in against that Bobby Clark Flyers team and be eliminated. So them two I hate till this day.
Right.
But let me tell
other
you
than that, I
everybody
don't,
hates the Flyers, Jeremy.
Because of the Broad Street Bullies crap or what?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. But here's something I remember. I was up in, I did a show with Rusty, with Russell Peters, up in Montreal. It was a one-off. It was for Al Gore, and I remember. I don't know what he was doing. He was with a global warming thing, and it was 20 below. So hello. Anyway, we're up there, and it's the end of the season, end of the hockey season. Both teams weren't going to make the playoffs. It was a couple of years ago, and that guy George Stephanopoulos. Who's the guy? The talk guy.
George Strombonopoulos.
Yeah, George. He's a nice guy.
I'm not getting it right either. You know. it's something like that.
He's a cool guy, but anyway, all those guys were. He was a Leaf fan, and then there were Canadian fans that were up there because it was all Canadian comics, and it was like they were just at each other's throats, and they both weren't even going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So Leaf fans, I saw Leaf fans and Canadian fans just don't like each other.
No, I hate each other's guts.
And it's still a huge rivalry. Yeah. I didn't realize until I saw that.
Well, that's what makes it a great rivalry, when you're both out of it and you still hate each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's fun. Showed me that rivalry is still there.
But the Canadians have one against the Bruins for some reason. I guess that's proximity.
Well, that's just, I mean, that is literally 50 years of playoff hatred.
Okay.
And especially from the Bruins fans. Because they've been knocked out by the Canadians for decades.
Okay.
I mean, I know a lot of Bruins fans, good friends of mine, that just, they despise. I mean, they hate Montreal like as much as I hate Philly.
See?
And that's saying a lot.
Because you always pick one team outside of the actual rivalry that you make your own personal rivalry. Right?
Sure you do.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. There's always one team. And for me, it's the, like I said, with the Leafs, it's the Flyers.
Yeah. For Pittsburgh, it's the Flyers are number one, and then there's about three or four other teams that, you know, go in and out of number
two. Because it's the same state, so just down the street.
Yes.
So
and, you know, they had the whole, like, 100, they had the whole, like, they didn't win for 17 years in the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And the Broad Street Bullies, and, you know, and Sid versus Hatcher, Sid versus Giroux.
Yeah.
The last 10 years. It's a war. I mean, it's a war.
But it's
tonight. It's tonight. It's tonight. It's tonight. Rivalry Wednesday. I'll get to hate Pierre all over again starting tonight.
Well, you know, I'm a Wings fan, so for us it's the Blackhawks.
Right.
But I still am – all Wings fans are still mad at the Avalanche over the Claude Lemieux thing.
Yes.
That still gets to us. We still don't like the Avalanche.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, 100%.
You know.
It's hard to hate the Avs.
No, the Avs are, there's some cool things about them, but that incident, that one incident, we've hated them forever.
Okay. You could step since on them now, Frege, because it's disappointment of the week.
I know.
I mean, the biggest disappointment so far,
there?
Well, they're down to their third goalie. I mean, Waugh's going to play, I think, tomorrow night.
Yeah, poor Patty.
Yeah, well, why not?
Yeah.
He's probably better than what they got out there.
Yeah, and then they had one guy, you know, their second goaltender got run over by their own team. Their defenseman trying to be tough.
Who is the third string guy?
I don't know
either.
Yeah, no, he played the other night. You know, and he got beat. I mean, they're not getting good goaltending. And as much as I hate to say it, because I like the guy, Ginla's is not keeping up with that team's fast. Ginla's not keeping up with.
Well, you know what though,
missed Stastny.
When he started with Boston, he sucked. And then as he played longer with the team, he got really good. Remember that.
Yes.
So he's a bit of a slow starter on a new team.
Right.
It may take him a little while to, you know, dominate. But I don't think he's done.
I don't think he's done either, but he just looks a little slow on that team. They missed Stastny. We talked about that for 3 months. They were going to miss Stastny. And, you know, the problem is they're in the Central, man. The Central is a tough division.
Never used to be.
No. I mean, the old Norris, he was dominated, you know, back in the old days.
Yeah,
well, by the Red Wings.
You know what? I think they're going to pick it up. They have a good team. We picked them as most improved going into the season.
Well,
the
I Avalanche. Thought, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to throw you.
I did. Yeah, because they got Iggy and
they got Briere to score. I mean, Briere has the only game-winning goal they have this year.
You think they're going to turn it around this season, or you think they're going to have a stinky year?
I think they're in trouble.
Yeah,
I do too.
Me too. Because I think it'll.
I wouldn't have predicted, but
no.
Yeah.
And because, you know, because my love affair of Lindy Ruff, he's got the Stars flying. He's got the Stars flying. And you know what? And St. Louis, as much as Captain Kangaroo, I mean, they still can't score. They couldn't they couldn't put a puck in the ocean against the Ducks the other day.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Blues, they're going to be there. Chicago's going to be there.
Louis, though, man, that's just I feel bad for St. Louis fans. I mean,
I completely don't.
Every year,
Every year. Every year. This is the year. No, it's not. Every year. St. Louis, man. They just dangle it.
Yep.
At least the Leafs stink and they don't make the playoffs and you have nothing. St. Louis every year. Hey, maybe.
No, they tease you.
You had to be in pain, though, you know, up against the Bruins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Although I will say this. I was reading a thing.
I'm sorry. But that's why I picked them higher last year, because I thought they would take that sting and use it for the good,
and they just folded.
Playoffs, man.
They fold. No, but they didn't even make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs.
They just that ruined their whole.
The worst would be to be like a San Jose Shark fan.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do so well during the regular season, and then the playoffs come, and they stink.
Oh, yeah, they look great.
Like, why not?
Regular season.
Why not just watch the season and then turn off the set and go, yeah, they probably won, and then never watch. That's what I would do. And they do that stupid shark thing with their hands, so they all look mentally challenged in the stands. They're all like,
which they stole from the Florida Gators.
They did take it from the Gators. It works better in football. You look like morons. That's all I'm saying.
Because they look good again.
Oh, man.
It's funny.
I watched them last night.
Okay, I'll come back at the end of the season, and we'll play this tape.
You're more than welcome to come.
If we have the technology, and we'll play it, and you'll realize.
I know. I think you're right.
Because last year I thought, you know what, this year is going to be different for them. And it wasn't.
No.
So now I think they're. And what did they do? They took some letters. They called the seamstress to take the letters off.
That's what they did. They changed the captain.
Like that's going to happen.
He still plays on the team.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that shame? That's what I want to know. How do you unless you got a red helmet on, everyone's going to see your face is flushed.
When they take the C off your chest.
That's not cool,
man.
That's
not good, man.
You used to be the captain.
Yeah, he made a nice goal the other night.
Oh, I saw it.
Did you see it?
I saw that
goal. He batted out of the air.
Yeah, like, beautiful. Tip in.
Yeah, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Wasn't that good because they didn't put the C back on his sweater. So there you go.
Didn't get his C back.
Well, he's Mr. True. October. And unfortunately, in hockey, you got to be Mr. May. He's the Reggie of hockey.
Yeah, he's playing golf in October.
That's funny.
He's now, Mr. October.
Now, you know, I did read a thing. I think it was a Duck player that was saying how tough it was to play St. Louis these days, though, because they're big and that they hit you.
Right, I mean, Freddie's exactly right. But they don't. But when everyone plays that way in the spring, they don't score enough goals.
Yeah.
Now Stassi's big dinged up right now. He's hurt right now. But I mean, they didn't solve their goaltending situation. I mean, Elliott's not going to win a big series.
No, Elliott, no way, man. He's a backup. Come on.
Yeah,
man,
well,
seriously.
That's who they're. You know.
No, he's not going to do that.
I know he's not.
He was a backup in Ottawa, wasn't he?
He's been a backup everywhere.
Yeah, he's not a starting goalie, man.
No.
He's not one.
They're in deep crap, I think. Anyway, whatever. How come the trapezoid is still there? I thought they were getting rid of that.
Well, they actually expanded it.
Why?
But just to finish the one thought here. But they're still going to have more points. It's still going to be hard for Colorado to catch them in points. Like they're going to choke in the playoffs, St. Louis. But Colorado still has to win more regular season games. In that division to get in.
They're not going to make the playoffs. You really think they're going to?
Colorado, no.
No, probably not.
No, not anymore.
No,
I did at the beginning.
I jinxed them by picking them as most improved.
No, it's the goaltending problem, guys. They're not going to have a goalie. And unless they make a trade.
That's got to be tough for
you know what's weird about?
Because he's used to.
That's why I say Waugh could step right in. Well, what's funny is last year their goaltender got a domestic violence situation, and he played like that night.
Well,
he's a goalie.
Speaking of which,
she probably was wearing his pads.
That'll get you pretty angry. Let me tell you something, though. It's a problem, and we're just experiencing here on the Kings.
Yeah, Slava Voinov, they need him because Muzzin's been hurt.
Yeah.
And they have no cap room.
They have no cap room. And
this looks like a serious case, too.
Yeah, if they're pulling him out of the league and not playing him, then it's serious, right?
Yeah.
If they're sitting him in hockey, yeah.
Well, I get.
Or
I mean,
do you think it's a reaction to the football nonsense?
That's the question. That's why you're the guest, Jeremy.
Yeah, good question. But it,
that's why you're paid the big bucks.
It could be, but it sounds like it was pretty flagrant too. I was reading about it.
Yeah, because a lot of the football, it's different because a lot of the football players before they were on their football teams, they started in prison. So
that's
how you make an NFL team.
They got a head start.
It's different in hockey. They actually have some skill to skate and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think throwing
the college, you go to college.
I'm just saying, you can make the NFL if you're the fattest guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. They have like 500. They have 375-pound guys that can't run 30 feet.
They don't have to.
Right. They don't.
Just stand there, be fat, and don't let anyone get around you. What should I do? Put your arms out like this. That's all they tell them. Come on, man.
And they learned how to do that in prison.
Hey.
Come on, folks.
I do think, though.
Phrase.
Come on.
Listen to his radio
show.
That's
a good one.
Yeah. It's on later, but it's still funny.
Oh,
okay.
He's the best.
Thank you.
Frazier's the best.
Frazier Smith is the greatest.
I love you guys. But now, what do you think happens to?
I think it is a reaction to the NFL, though. I just think they and thank God.
You mean our league isn't going to be like their league?
And you know what? Yeah. And I love that fact because you know what? How many times? And you know, Jeremy, you've been watching hockey forever. How many times is hockey, the NHL, always like the joke league?
Always.
You know. So I'm glad that we're the league this time. It's like, no, we're not going to have that nonsense.
What if it backfires and he didn't do anything, and then they look like morons?
Well, yeah. He's still getting paid.
Okay.
So.
But he's not playing. What if they sit him and then it turns out that he didn't touch her and the wife has problems and it just. They sat him.
That's
yeah. True. Yeah. Then they look like morons.
I mean, but literally, then he should have married somebody different or whatever. I agree with that. That would be a crime, and I'm a Kings fan. But I like it this way.
What's the name of the wife?
How bad is it hurt?
I don't like it the other way.
I agree with you on that. I think you got to keep him out.
You mean better safe than sorry,
yeah,
guys?
I think so. Yeah.
I think guilty and then until proven innocent.
On this kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And on this thing, yeah, I mean, he's not in jail. He's on his own reconnaissance.
Well, and also,
he's down at the beach. I mean, you know, I'm not saying throw him, you know, put him in an electric chair. I'm just saying, you know what? Can't play hockey right now.
That's okay. All. How long's a hearing going to take, man? How long is
You would think that maybe that's why we can't get Luke on the show. Maybe he's down there trying to push the case along.
Maybe.
Are you kidding? He's looking for bail money.
They must have given him a time frame where they wouldn't have just sat him like that. They must have said, and we'll have an answer by this time, and they just haven't released that.
Well, I think they have to have the – I think the police have to clear him or unclear him, right, before they let him play.
Now, what do the Kings do? Do they have filling in for him?
Well, nobody that good.
It's a guy.
Well, they only played the one day. They only played the one game. And I think they need defensive help anyway. I'm not – you know me. I'm not a big Reguerre fan.
Yeah,
and the other kid they brought up, he was the other kid started the season. He was terrible,
so they got to get somebody.
I got to get somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm looking at maybe the Penguins trade Paul Martin, and we'll get like Dwight King or something.
Wait a second, is that the Dwight first King. Domestic violence in hockey that you've heard of? I'm trying to think.
Well, no, last year Varlamov went after his.
That's right. That's true.
His woman, but that. I, you know, he played like that day.
Did he get suspended in the end for that?
No, that I know. See? I mean, maybe he wasn't allowed to go like an OTA. I don't know.
Maybe he had something on Bettman.
But who doesn't?
Yeah, right.
No, when they had Schultz, the LA played Jeff Schultz. He's McNabb. They got. I don't like that guy at all. I mean, he's not ready to play in the big game. And I'm not sold on Reguerre ever. So they'll get Muzzin back, but they're gonna need somebody for the playoffs.
Yeah, Muzzin's coming back. He's pretty good.
Yeah, Muzzin. I think he's very good. But Voinov will be back by the playoffs unless he really did beat up his wife.
Nah, he'll be back by next week. Seriously, yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, you know you're probably right. I don't know if that's good, but he probably will.
Yeah. Speaking of the Kings, did you see? I know you love Sutter's quotes. Did you see his quote this week? Was they asked him about a. If all the Kings goals have been good, he said, "Yeah, all of our girls are good."
you know what his press conferences? You know what he is? He's a bad actor in real life.
Yeah, well,
that's what he is. He can't pull off a legitimate moment. That guy. He just comes out and he talks. He's got that voice, man. He just puts you to sleep.
You know what he is? He's Peter Sellers in Being There.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. No emotion. Yeah. Just nothing. You know what I mean?
But I kind of like him. You know, there's genius in his nothingness.
Because he wins.
Well, that's it. Yeah. That's what it
he
is.
He wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he also says funny stuff. Like, I loved it when he said, he kept saying, plane leaves at 11. You know, he got mad last year. And every question they asked, all he would say is, plane leaves at 11.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. I kept saying it to people all year long.
But you thought that he planned saying that, or you thought that that's the only thing he could remember in that moment, so he kept saying it over and over
little
again?
Little of both. Yeah.
That's the thing with him. You never know. He's very deceptive. Yeah. He's either the smartest man in the world or the stupidest person you've ever seen.
But you know what? He's effective.
He wins cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wins cups.
I think he's calculated in the sense that he's just getting the guys to play hockey. He doesn't care about anybody or anything else. That's why plainly
he's got
to
be. He's great at that.
Oh, they were like, "Oh, are your guys getting in places? And are those good goals?" He's like, "Yeah, they're good goals."
See, you guys are buying in.
I like the guy. I like the guy.
Well, who does? Well, look at the other end of the end. Look at the other end of the 405.
Okay,
you got Barbecue Bruce Boudreau. Okay. I mean, who the hell wants him as a coach? He makes a goalie controversy when there isn't one.
Yeah, that was stupid.
He benches Teemu Selänne. He doesn't play Teemu Selänne on a power play.
Even the nicest guy in the world, Teemu Selänne, slammed him. in his book.
How did he get the nickname Barbecue?
From the HBO 24/7, he was eating with barbecue all over his face.
I love that series, honestly. You really see how dumb some of these coaches are. Did you see Randy Carlyle? Swore every third word.
Yeah.
Never, the filthiest, dirtiest guy.
I love it.
He swore so much in a sentence, I don't even understand how the hockey players understood what the hell the sentence meant.
He was
amazing.
He was a Norris Trophy winner with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, he was. Yep. Didn't he play for the Jets, too?
Yes.
Yeah, he and played. Didn't the Leafs draft him originally? And then he became great later. Yeah, that sounds like our
that
game.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. We probably took him first overall and then moved him after five games and he became a Norris. Of course we did.
Of course.
Of course we did.
Wow.
No, we're getting new sweaters this year. Move them. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Unbelievable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him. Who do you think, in your opinion, who do you think this season has, from what we've seen so far, has the best chance of actually winning the Cup?
Let's see. From what I've seen so far.
I know it's early. It's incredibly early. But what do you like?
I hate to just keep beating a dead horse. I think the Kings look good.
They always.
I think the Kings.
I hate to keep beating a dead horse.
I was going
to
say Blackhawks, too.
And the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks look against Philly. That was great.
Both teams look good.
Like watching porn.
But Kings look very good.
And who is surprising you so far this year?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Winnipeg Jets.
Okay.
Look at that. The captain.
I don't know what it is. I've become a Jets fan.
Really?
They're my second mistress.
Okay, well, have you seen a game in Winnipeg? Change your tune real quick.
Well, there have you? You've probably been there.
I've seen, you don't even get seats there. You got to sit on this spike.
Well, Winnipeg is coming apart at the seams.
Yeah.
I know, that's why I love them.
I know, I know. You love controversy.
I do.
It goes back to your old days of
when I was a rebel rocker.
Yeah, exactly. Controversial radio.
Yeah. I had that 100,000-watt clear channel down
Listen,
there in Jamaica.
It's a small market. You want them to do well, honestly.
Well, I do want them to do well.
Well, like their best player, Blake Wheeler, just went on he did a flyer maneuver. He went around and cross-checked everyone for 10 minutes until just in one game. And then at the press conference, they said, well, what's wrong in there? And Paul Maurice, who is the most docile man in the world, started dropping F-bombs.
Really?
Nice, I love
Maurice?
That.
Yeah, Maurice.
Wow.
Yeah, an old Toronto Maple Leaf fight.
Yeah, I don't acknowledge the team existed when he coached.
I was on hiatus. It kind of didn't.
Yeah.
Actually, how are the Jets doing? Are they doing terrible?
They're doing terrible.
They stink this year.
I don't know why I like them.
Well, yeah, but you know who's my surprise? Nashville.
Really like the Preds?
I don't like them, but I'm surprised that they're doing so well.
They are looking pretty good.
I'm surprised you guys aren't seeing it. I think the Montreal Canadiens will probably go to the Stanley Cup final this year.
I'm not surprised by that, though.
I'd like to see it. I like Carey Price.
For the amount of talent on that team, I would say them going all the way to the finals would be an amazing achievement, even though they played well last year.
What do you think of Subban?
I think he's probably the best defenseman in the National League.
Subban made a move the other night. Whoever they played Saturday night, who did they play Saturday? It was on the Hockey Night in Canada highlights. He made a move. Look, he was playing Sega 1994.
Mm, great.
I mean, he literally went around he danced. He went around. He took a puck. They were icing it. He caught up to the puck and then danced or went around the net and danced and came back. It was like you could only do on a video game. It was. I love Subban. And Emelin ate Lucic up. Emelin ate Lucic. The captain loves Carey Price.
Yeah,
I love him.
Yeah, and I think they got guys that score. I mean, they get one. They get the deadline. They get maybe one or two guys over 6 foot.
Yeah, they have way less superstars than the other teams, right?
But it's a salary cap area. That's what you want.
Yeah, but every year they get a little bit better. They could go. I'm telling you, I like
Terry too. Terry, because his clock will expire in a year or two. So I hope he wins. I would like to see them go. If it's not the Penguins. Please let it be Montreal.
Pittsburgh should play better. I always say.
Well, I think they are now because they have a new coach.
They're looking better now. Yeah.
Not to throw everything on Disco Dan, but they needed a new look. They needed someone to get in there and go hey, listen, this is what has to happen.
Yeah, somebody had to say goodbye, Ilsma.
Hey, they're looking good, though. I got to say, I've seen them play a couple times this year.
All depends on the phenom. That all depends on Crosby.
Yeah, and he's looking as good as he ever
did. Yeah, if he's going to be that, if he's going to be the dominant player, then they're going to go really far.
He seems like he's healthy and he's playing good.
Well, you know, honestly, when Gino is the best player on the Penguins, they're the best team in hockey.
Hmm.
Every time Gino has been, when he is on his game, when he's on his Conn Smythe level like he was for a couple years there,
yeah.
When he won MVPs, is going, no one's better than him.
Yeah.
Not even Sid. Like, really, no. Sid's more consistent, but no one just takes. He took over the game Saturday against the Islanders. He had a goal and assist on the power play. Then he came back and dove to break up a 2-on-1. The arena went nuts. They started standing Gino like that. When that guy wants it,
biggest heart in the league. Huh?
Yeah, when he's into it.
Yeah,
and he's usually into it.
Yeah,
he just gets these weird funks where you know what? I don't know. My whole column this week is on the just Malkin. It's people that hate him. People not hate him, but people like this and that. And literally the first period that came, I'm like, you know, I was finally getting to the point where I was like, you know what? Maybe we are better off with like three guys.
Okay.
For that 10 minutes. I mean, I wear the Malkin jersey. I'm a Geno guy. Finally at the point where like, you know what? Maybe at the point where we could just have three guys. Then he goes out and has the most ridiculous period on earth that nobody, nobody. I mean, Sid ain't going to do it. Kopitar ain't going to do it. Taze, none of those guys are going to do it. He did it. And it's like, no, we can't get rid of him.
Okay, well, what about goaltending for Pittsburgh? That's, you know, always the major.
The flower.
What is your feeling on him, seriously? Because you guys are, you're a Pittsburgh fan. I have other friends that are Pittsburgh fans who despise the man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are mad at him. Yeah.
It's funny.
I don't despise him. I think he's a decent goalie. And I always tell my buddy, Maddie, who's a Pittsburgh fan.
Yeah, Maddie.
Hey, relax. He's a top-notch goalie. Like, you know, all goalies let goals in. And he's like, no, he lets them in at specific times to lose the game.
A lot of Pittsburgh fans are in this case.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was going to do my column on Fleury until I just got so crazy with him. Because I think I had to just address Fleury. I think he's a top 10 goaltender. I've always backed him. I've always backed the Flower.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I think the easiest thing to do when you don't know, I think criticizing the quarterback and criticizing the goaltender are the two easiest things to do. And I think, you know, he's not as good as he was back in the cup runs, but they're not going to get a guy as, you know, to get 40 wins a year is pretty hard to do.
Again.
You know, you're not going to get a guy that can get. My biggest problem with Fleury is he plays the puck when he shouldn't.
He's caught out of the net
The team. Yeah.
Certain goalies are good at that. Team,
yeah, he's not good hammering the puck. Yeah.
The team loves him. Like, he's really like the fabric of that team.
Yeah.
So to get rid of him.
No, you got to keep him.
I just think there's other problems that need it. Not even other problems to address. Like, I think that Rutherford addressed them. I think a new coach and some new players, I think getting rid of James Neal was huge. I think that was a huge bonus. And I think, let's see what this year happens. And then I'll address Flower. Like, Flower hasn't been the problem the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
He melted down against the Flyers, which, as you see, my hatred for Philly.
See, a lot of guys would
say
that.
That's a burning cross of hatred in Pittsburgh. Like, when you make an ass of yourself against the Flyers, like, most people just want to behead you right there.
Yeah.
But I like Flower, and I think Flower is not a top five goal. I think it's a top 10 goaltender.
I would agree on that.
Well, you know, then you take his experience into the playoffs, and that moves him into the top five. Seriously, if you think about it, because he's played so many times in the playoffs. And that's when you really have to have goaltending. Question is he going to show up in the playoffs? When they make the playoffs, which they will, do people dump on him unnecessarily because they haven't won the cup in a few years and they blame the goalie all the time? Huh?
Probably.
Goalies
always get blamed.
He has not been the reason they've lost. In the last 5 years, he has not been the reason they've lost.
I have people that will totally disagree that are Pittsburgh Penguins fans.
They're more than welcome to come in. We can have a legitimate debate. And I'm not, and I can be, like, I'm not like, like, you know, I just think in every series, there's been other circumstances where he hasn't helped the cause. Fleury, since 2008, 2009, he's never stolen a series. Like against the Red Wings in 08 when we lost to them in the finals, he was the best player on the
mm-hmm.
Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
But then they lost.
Mm-hmm. Then I love that series.
That was your high yeah. point.
So that's bad. So you're saying bad luck on Fleury on that one. You know, like he played well, lost anyway.
The team
some
not,
people
the
still
team
blame
was
him.
Not ready to beat the Red Wings in 2008.
Now anyone is, huh?
Oh, now just a second.
Well, no, you know
wait
what?
A minute.
Except the Leafs.
Well, yeah.
Hey, we got 1 point out of you in that back-to-back thing.
Yeah.
The Leafs had it. See, that's the
I
thing.
I like that back-to-back.
I don't. I never want to see the back-to-back.
Why you didn't like it?
Because it belongs in baseball. Get it out of here.
It was
seriously.
Kind of baseball-y, yeah.
Well, you know, the Leafs are really holding you back from making the playoffs this year because the Leafs have not sunk. And you're not going to be better than Boston. You're not going to. I mean, I'm no. sorry. The Red Wings. No. The Red Wings are holding you back. The Red Wings. Now Datsyuk played last night. Datsyuk's back now.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Hojo's played pretty good. Howard's played pretty good this year.
Plus, they have yeah. Babcock, who is arguably the best coach in the
we
National
always
Hockey
say
League.
That. Oh. We always say that.
If the Leafs yeah. can pick him up because Detroit doesn't pay him next year, I will be a happy man.
Oh, you is shift that out. Why they're keeping Carlisle around this year?
I would hope so. It can't be because of his brilliant post-game
Wings,
comments.
Please pay him.
How come you lost? I don't know. Did we?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to get Frazier off the ledge.
Man,
oh,
no. You cannot
we
lose
can
Babcock.
We can get Babcock.
No.
We can get him. Just loan him to us for one season.
Uh-uh.
We got to break the streak, man.
Maria, please call the health services.
Maria. 911.
Oh, my. You see Frazier's face.
It,
like,
guys,
no,
seriously. There's talk about
good.
That because his contract is up at the end of the year. And, you know, the Leafs are clearly a team that could use a coach that is a little more articulate.
Well, first of all,
you don't know how many.
Who couldn't use that guy? He to
well,
me
yeah.
Is
well, he's a teacher compared yeah, to Carlisle, yeah. who just goes, you know, get out there and swears everything.
Well,
you know?
The whole.
Kick the puck up. Okay. All right.
I like Carlisle.
Dig. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind Carlisle, but bad. I mean, there is conspiracy theories for 3 months. There's still people in Pittsburgh that think the coach we have now is only for a year, and they were getting Babcock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, but I think every town has
everybody
a
wants. Babcock.
I think every town is a bad, but yeah. it makes sense.
Will he stay with Detroit?
I don't. See
I
why
heard
not.
That there was an offer on the table when he turned it down.
Oh, that's brilliant!
Nice.
The Leafs are getting him. Then he wants
Loved
to come to Toronto.
And Toronto
he
would
wants
be
to turn
huge.
It around.
It'd be
oh,
huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going
to
try.
If he came to Toronto, I would even let them wear red sweaters with the Leaf on them.
Oh, get out of here.
I feel bad about talking about this now. It's like we're talking about Frazier's girlfriend or something.
I can't have this.
It's like, yeah, it's
best
that,
coach.
Come
on, he's
man.
The best coach
he
in
is
hockey.
The best.
He's the best,
best
coach in hockey. Man.
We can't
and
lose
don't
him.
Bring, but I guess they have Shanny. So you don't want to bring, if you bring Holland with them, then it's really over. That's like the best GM in hockey, too.
Yeah.
They're a great team together.
Yeah, but I think the coach is an. I think Shanahan's going to do okay, isn't he? Two ex-Detroit guys for the Leafs? That would be fantastic. That would work.
I love Shanahan, but you know what? I don't know what he didn't do anything in the offseason.
Liked him as a player, but.
Yeah, we don't really have a lot of guys that we could do stuff with. Have you noticed? Toronto doesn't really have everybody talks about getting rid of their youth, and that's what we've done in the past. And because of that, we never build a team that's any good.
What's your take on the Sedins?
No, I don't need that on Toronto.
Just asking.
Okay.
What's the fear of trading Nazem Kadri?
He hasn't had a chance to develop fully yet, and you know what? When he does show that he can play the game well, he's really good. I support him. I don't think he's had enough time.
Okay.
No.
I think he's pretty good.
I think he's pretty good too.
I mean, just to shake. They haven't really shaken up after. They didn't really shake anything up after their their debacle.
Yeah, they're weak defensively. They're incredibly weak defensively for some reason. All the guys they get are not.
Pulock was a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, he was. You know, and but then you got Phaneuf there as the captain.
Right.
So
he's a little bit lost a step, but I like Phaneuf. But he's a little bit lost a step.
Well, a lot of people blame him for the defensive woes that the Leafs are having, but they really haven't put a good six together. For quite a few years now,
and that's
hurting them. They give up like tons of shots a game.
Yeah.
So even Bernier, who's a great goalie,
pretty good goalie.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll win a few of those, but most of the time, when you're getting 90 shots, you're going to let a few in. You know,
what are you getting barraged every night?
Yeah. I mean that's the way it is. Their defense smells. It smells. It actually has an odor to it. You don't sit behind the nets when you go to see the Leafs play.
Don't sit downwind.
No, and for their offense, and their offense, they want to play, you know. It's like, you know, when you got like Kessel and Van Buren, like these guys are racehorses.
Yeah,
you don't want you don't want them having to play deep, like deep. Like you want to be an up tempo team. You don't want to have to always be digging the puck out of your own end.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I know. I like watching because I you know it's fun watching Kessel and Van Riems like play hockey. It's just
well, you know, who's having
when
a
you
good
have the
year?
Ticket. That's one of those teams you want to watch.
Here's a guy that you know who's having a really good year for Toronto. Who had a rotten year last year is Clarkson. He's playing serious hockey for Toronto.
We
right
talked
now.
About that in our preview show. Yeah. Like, there's no way that he can be this bad 2 years in a row.
He's been great.
Right? I mean, playing pretty good this year.
Yeah, he's not injured. He's got that big helmet on. Like he's a knight or something. He's skating around.
No.
And he scores for the odd goal now. And
I think it's
that
the helmet.
That line with the Komarov. It's Komarov, this Russian guy. Have you seen him?
Yes.
Oh, he's a dirty, great little hockey player, guy, man. Uh-huh. He hits guys after they've passed the puck. Hard, but he hasn't passed the puck that long ago, so he doesn't get a penalty.
Right.
So he nails
He's
guys.
Got that down.
Yeah, it's really good, man. That evil hit.
Well, that's what I think. Well, that's what it is, though. Toronto's got, you know, like a good top six, a very good top six, and then that's where they fall off.
Well, they have no fourth line. He doesn't play the fourth line. Remember you were saying the new hockey is four lines going? He plays the fourth line 5-6 minutes a game.
But it's not the old school fourth. It's not like he used to bring Orr and McLaren out there and just kill some time, run around a little bit. It's like Orr did more good than most goons.
Well, he parked his ass in front of the net, and he's hard to move out of the way.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he wasn't like an – just a turnover waiting. Like a lot of fourth line guys, like Orr was he's better than what people give most goons credit for.
I didn't have a problem with Colton Orr when he played for Toronto. I really never did.
I mean, just other guys that are just, you know, like just, oh my God, like just they accomplish nothing but take penalties. I never thought Toronto's fourth line when they was playing Orr a lot was better. That's when they were good 2 years ago.
Yeah, well,
not to pin everything on the dismissal of Court.
But I miss the goons who could play. Like a Probert.
Probert was great, man.
Come on.
Yeah, he could play.
I want to do an upcoming episode. Bleacher Report put out a list. You love the list?
Yeah.
100 toughest hockey players ever.
That's
of all
good.
Time?
Of all time.
I got to see that.
Yeah, so we'll go through and we'll debate.
Right,
But it's the I don't know.
Who's your number one right now that you think that in your head that comes to mind?
Oh, Bob Probert of all time.
Really? There were some guys in the old days.
Me,
man,
I got to go with Gordy.
Gordy had elbows, man. He had sharp elbows.
Here's what makes the
list. He could poke your eye out.
Here's what makes the list ridiculous, though. Schultze wasn't in the top 20.
Oh, come on.
No, well, you're crazy. Schultz? No,
I know. That's the other reason why.
Schultz has got to be number one.
I thought Schultz would be number one.
I thought Schultz would be number one myself.
That's ridiculous.
I thought it'd be Schultz one and Probert two, but we'll have fun with the. I mean,
Schultz carried a knife. He was a serious goon, man.
So did Greg Fitzsimmons. We used to referee
that's right.
Boston Intermural Leagues. He used to talk about reffing games in Boston, the Intermural Leagues, bringing a knife on the ice with him because he didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah. We said, how tough?
He was a referee?
Yeah.
That's so funny because he looks like a little league umpire.
He does, kind of. He had a knife in the little league, too. This kid. Now, there's a guy that will never make that list, and I got to ask you the question, what's going on with your old buddy, Nash?
Oh, he got like 8 goals now.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
He's scored.
He's always riffing on Nash, but Nash is rolling.
Doesn't he have the most goals of anyone in the NHL right now?
Yes, he does.
He does.
Which is why, we're not talking about the playoffs.
here we go.
No, he is Mr. Nash is Mr. October. I don't know. I've just never seen that. But now he scored a couple big goals, last year in the playoffs, I guess. I don't know. I just think Nash is one of those guys that's a big guy on the crap team.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you laugh at this or you agree with this. To me, Nash plays like Lindros after the concussions.
That's mean, because Lindros, after the concussions, thought he was playing in Hermosa Beach.
In Nash's defense and in my defense, he's going to the net more and playing tougher. I mean, for years, he just skated on the periphery. He seems to – Elaine Vigneault has him playing like a power forward this year. And going to
which
the
is
net.
Which is, you know, good. I mean, you know, and he's
done. Yeah, no, exactly.
8 goals. That's
– it's a lot.
For him, at this point in the season?
Yeah.
That's a lot of goals.
I think that's more than Colorado has.
Now, here's another guy. Here's another guy I was reading about in today's paper, a duck who's scoring a lot of goals that people didn't expect is Matt Bolesky.
Yeah.
Bolesky's got a bunch of goals already.
Well, he's playing with, I believe he's playing with Kessler.
That helps.
That helps.
Ryan Kessler's a great hockey player.
But here's a guy who hadn't scored. He scored, hadn't gotten over 9 goals a season ever, and now he's got 5 goals.
That's incredible.
I find that hard to believe because every time I watched the Ducks play over the last couple of years, I thought Bolesky was a pretty good player.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, he's one of the reasons why I always thought, you know, they fill in good. Like, I think they're just a shade under the Kings' level of depth, which is why I always pick the Kings.
Yeah, I agree.
And Quick,
on that.
You know, just a shade under that level of depth. Of
Quick gives you a lot, doesn't he? He's playing so well already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As great as that 70s line has been playing, which is the best line in hockey
right now.
Yeah,
they're the best line out there
right now. Right now, Quick is the MVP of that team. Quick is playing ridiculous.
Oh, unbelievable.
You know, that might be the best goalie in the NHL. Guys.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, you know,
I think
he
so.
Just may be. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, who else are you putting up there
Well,
now?
Carey Price.
Price. And Quick.
And Quick.
And we're done talking.
Yeah.
I mean.
Tuukka Rask? No.
Rask has not played great this year, but he's in my top five.
Yeah.
And I think Henry's in my top five.
Oh, King Henry.
In my top five. But I think I think Quick's the best.
I do, too. Youth, speed, everything. He just covers the net. Yeah, he's the best.
Those big games.
And that's probably why they're going to win the Stanley Cup again.
To go into, like, Chicago in the madhouse and just slam the door. He didn't slam the door on, he didn't slam the door on the air and the Coyotes. He slammed the door on Taze and Kane and Sharp and Sod.
Yeah.
And
You
know, I mean.
Yeah, these guys can score.
Pretty tough.
I love that guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the biggest. He's our goaltender aficionado.
Well, you can't get any better than Quick. How he's playing right now?
Mm-mm.
Lights out.
I do want to get to a fan. I do want to get to a fan wanted us to address what is wrong with the Edmonton Oilers.
That's right.
And as he tweeted that to me, I was about to say, we'll talk about it on Puck Off. My favorite Oiler since the great Paul Coffey. He almost won Goon of the Week last week, but he fell. But this man scored the game winning goal. Who am I talking about, Jeremy?
Yeah, the Nuge.
Yeah, Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is your guy?
Yeah, well, we found it's the Nuge.
The Nuge.
How can you not love the Nuge?
Yeah, he's got a theme song.
The only Ted Nugent song we could play on a family on the family podcast.
How about that Nuge?
I didn't know there was such a thing as a family podcast that Disney didn't own.
Yeah.
We probably own by Disney. See how nice a place we are owned by Disney.
Here.
Yeah.
We got a sponsor.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think is wrong with the...
He wonders why they've been so bad for so long.
Well, the coach.
No. But Edmonton's trying to build with youth a really good team, and it just hasn't gelled yet, that's all. So, you know, I expect them in the second half of the season to actually be really good and competitive. It's just taking them a little longer.
They're young, too.
Yeah, they're really young, man. Yeah. They're doing it the right way, at least.
Paul Eberle and Hopkins is a good young line.
Yeah.
They're a good young line. Yeah. But look at the 70s line. Two good young people on a line, and then they got Jeff Carter, who's been around the block 5 times backwards.
So they're anchoring that.
That's the leader. There's no leadership in Edmonton, and I think that is their biggest problem.
You think they need to bring in an old guy?
I wouldn't say so much an old guy, but an older guy.
Okay, then bring in Phaneuf. Give us some of those young guys, and then everything will be okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I solved it.
You solved the problem?
I solved it. Why am I not?
Carl Sheridan.
A manager? Yeah. Why can I not do this?
You should.
I've just made the trade.
You easily could.
I've made the trade. That
You'd
line
be a great
for
GM.
Phaneuf, and then everyone's happy.
But here's but
you make a great
but
GM.
You're talking about over like 10, ever like, excuse me, you know, over like the last 5-6 years, I think they've wasted all those, not wasted, those high draft picks. You know, who knows what's going to happen to Nail Yakupov, but they never got a stud defenseman. They went after the high-scoring forwards.
Yeah, they
never got someone. I mean, look at Calgary. Pretty much the same kind of crap team, excuse my French, that, like, you know, they went out and they got Giordano, who's a stud defenseman, young guy that anchors that defense.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anyone that anchors
There's
that
no
defense.
Anchor.
That's interesting. Nothing from the back there is what you're saying.
That can control, you know, or, you know, and then and even if they had to overpay for Phaneuf back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
just to have a leader guy on defense that can play the penalty kill, anchor the power play.
And has a
just
big kind shot.
Of, yeah, yeah, just kind yeah. of be that guy.
Yeah.
Or if you don't even want to do that way, then get a coach like Therrien or like Laviolette that was available. They choose to work in with kids and it's going to get the best out of them.
Yeah.
You know, just keep your hands off Babcock.
No, Babcock would be great for them. He would be great with young players.
He'd be perfect.
But he would never go to Edmonton.
No.
He would never go there.
That's why he's the best coach.
That's why the Leafs are going to get him.
He knows. Oh,
no. But like Therrien was on the market. Even like Waugh. You know, or like Dale Hunter. Remember how he got everyone to listen?
These
guys, who the hell is this guy? You put Dale Hunter in that room. They're all gonna be on the same page by 3 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just think leadership at every level there has been their problem.
That's what they need is more leaders.
Yeah. You know, and maybe
they need a Jeff Carter.
But I believe they're gonna get better as the season goes on.
Yeah.
And people in Edmonton aren't gonna be so sad.
I think you're right about that. And then that guy won't throw his jersey on the ice.
Well, which now the Maple Leafs threw a jersey. Can you explain your
Phaneuf.
Your team? It was a Phaneuf jersey.
Yeah, they threw it on the ice to remind everyone he still plays for the team.
Oh, you know what? We got to talk about one thing before we go, and that is product suggestions. We asked last week if we want to do Puck Off merchandising. We came up with a bumper sticker, a hoodie, a bunch of stuff. And this particular fan wrote in and said, how about a bottle opener?
Yeah.
And his name is Bradley Roach. How about a Roach clip?
Hey!
Come on.
That's good.
We're talking merch.
Yeah, that's decent merch.
Come on, Bradley.
There you go.
Bradley Roach, but he suggests a bottle opener. Why not?
I like that idea, Bradley.
What about a bottle opener and a Roach clip?
See, there you go.
Is
that's
that too
why you're the GM.
Yeah.
Seriously, you're the GM.
You trade Phaneuf.
You're a two Roach clip and a bottle opener. That's perfect for me. I'm a two-sport athlete. I can drink and smoke.
See, there you go.
Two-sport athlete.
We got it covered, homie.
We got it covered. Yeah. This is just a bit, Jeremy's the best.
He's a great guest, isn't he?
Please come every week if you're available.
He's legendary.
Yes.
He's legendary.
We love you.
And you know, his stand-up is legendary, and he sells out everywhere. And in Canada, you can't get into the arena if he's there.
Oh, theater. I don't play the hockey rink.
You could.
Just in case I'm better than the team.
You're very thoughtful in that regard.
People are throwing Jeremy shirts on the ice.
Wouldn't that be really funny? You know why I don't play hockey rinks? Because, what if I did? And, people were driving by the rink and they just heard all this laughter. They would think, wow, that team's really garbage in there.
They're laughing at the Leafs again.
They're laughing at them.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
I just want to add one thing is, super duper it happened this week. He took the puck in the back of the neck and people thought he was paralyzed.
My guy Pascal Dupuis,
and he came back from it. So God bless Super Duper.
Yeah,
I love that guy. He's one of the reasons why the Penguins choked last year, whatever you want to say.
You don't want to see anyone get hurt, man.
No, especially Super Duper, family guy. The best.
Yeah.
So
glad he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with this. It was a lot of fun, guys, and I hope to do it again. And I'll tell as many people to listen to your podcast as much as possible.
We appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you, buddy.
Tell them it's littered with foul language.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
There you go.
Is that okay?
That'll get them. That'll hook them. And we got a Roach clip.
There you go.
All right, Jeremy Hotz, we thank you. A great guest and a great comedian.
We've been trying to get you for like a year.
Go see him. He's one of the best comedians in the world.
Yeah, he really is.
And we thank you for joining us on Puck Off. Joe, what do you got this week?
This week, just chilling, going to New York Comedy Fest and then doing Caroline's in a couple weeks. So
great.
And
nice. Have fun, man. That's
and
great.
And I'm at the New Time, KLOS, Mothership, 95.5, and it's 10 to 2 in the morning on Sunday. So check it out.
No,
and that's
night.
A great
at
show.
Night.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
Jerry.
A great show.
It's at night.
It's at night, yeah.
Yeah, PM. You said in the morning.
They're not going to
I did it. That's a he's
I did
you
it.
Know Fraze is one of the best. Right?
He's killing him.
He's the best. Even you're sitting in your car, you almost run off the road.
I know he's funny. Good,
that's
good,
my
good
goal.
To see you back on radio.
Thank you, buddy.
It's really
I appreciate
good.
That. I appreciate
really
that.
Good.
My goal is to cause accidents.
And if you want a website,
drive nude.
If you want a website, do not forget to use the code Puck149 at GoDaddy.
There
don't
go.
Spend any. Some websites they say, or some podcasts are only for $1.99. Frage has so much juice in this town, he can get you a website for $1.49.
Are you serious?
That's all it is, guys.
So use Puck 149.
Yeah. Let me get this straight. That's a 50-cent savings?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's how we roll.
That is laundry money.
There
boys.
You go. Oh,
thank you so much, Jeremy.
You run through the dryer
thank
twice.
You so much.
All right, okay, Jeremy Hotz, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you. The captain. What a show.
There you go, baby. Good job. Maria, thank you. We are out.